brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to frame this homily in reference to something that Father Matthias said yesterday. As you know, we just have concluded the time of Christmas and have entered into ordinary time. And as Father Matthias pointed out yesterday, ordinary time doesn't mean ordinary in the sort of pedestrian sense that we think of ordinary, well, there's nothing special about it. He pointed out that ordinary time is the time then to heed the words of the gospel, which yesterday's gospel begins with our Lord's first words of his public ministry. And this is what our Lord said. This is also what we recall in the third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God and the call to conversion. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And so the Father Matthias related this to ordinary time as being an ordering of human activities to this announcement that it is the time of fulfillment and that the kingdom of God is at hand. The time before the fulfillment was the time of the promise, which is the entire Old Testament, leading up to the fulfillment, which is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, God, who took human flesh and redeemed us from death and sin. And this is the time that we are in, brothers and sisters. The time before Christ is the time of the promise. From Christ until from his incarnation and until he comes again is the time of fulfillment. And it's already fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It's yet to be fulfilled in each one of us, this promise. In a few days in Washington, there will be the March for Life. And the March for Life is part of this struggle to reestablish or to claim back the culture, for the culture of life. Our Lord, again in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, gave us a choice. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20, this promise is set forth. It's the subtitle here of this little section is The Choice Before Israel. See, I have today set before you life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am giving to you today, loving the Lord your God and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes and ordinances, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. If, however, you turn your hearts away and you do not obey, but are led astray and bow down to other gods and serve them, I tell you today that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land which you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live, by living, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. So this promise and this choice were set forth many, many centuries ago. Many centuries before even Christ manifested himself. He came then as the leader of the salvation we heard of in the first reading today. says here, "It was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering." That's a reference to Christ, the leader. He leads us to salvation, and he's made perfect by suffering. Tying this together with the choice that we have and this proclamation of the fulfillment and that the kingdom of God is close at hand, we have a choice to make, brothers and sisters, in this time of fulfillment. And the choice is between life and death, and the choice is a person, either for Christ or against Christ. This is what splits time into two halves. Jesus Christ is the one who divides history and also divides good and evil. Only that which is good will have a part in Christ, a part in this promised land that we are journeying toward, but we only get there if we follow Christ and if we're with him. So as we now begin this part of the liturgical cycle, it's the major part, 34 out of 52 weeks of the year are dedicated to this time of ordering our lives to the fulfillment by choosing Christ, by choosing life, which God gives to us through him, through Jesus. And just as he is consecrated by suffering and made perfect, as we read in Hebrews, so too, we must accept suffering. That's usually what makes the difference between choosing Christ and not choosing Christ, is being willing to accept suffering or not. If we are not willing to accept suffering, then we're not going to bother following Christ, because his way is the way of the cross. But if we want to achieve life, then we must also accept the cross. And this is a truth that is attested to by the entire sacred scriptures. One of the objections to Christ is precisely this about suffering. But Christ allowed himself, God, who was the one through whom all these things came to be, including us, including the angels, took a position even lower than the angels for a time. But even they recognized him, as we heard in the gospel today. The unclean spirit identifies him before our Lord commands him to shut up and leave. But the entire scriptures attests the time of fulfillment is now and the kingdom is close at hand. And we have a choice. And to accept this choice, then we just have to follow the order, conform ourselves to the order established by Christ, and heed his words. Repent and believe in the gospel. It's as simple as that. Not easy, but very simple. And we have the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us, the Mother of the Church and Refuge of Sinners. She will obtain for us the grace of her Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can order our lives to the gospel, and so that in us may be fulfilled the promise. Let us be faithful, and let us also pray in solidarity with all those who will march in Washington for the cause of life, that they may be strengthened and that our legislature may heed and finally repent and follow the gospel. Praise be Jesus and Mary.